checked with the other two council members, and none of them has ever talked to McGowan. Nevertheless, there must be some basis for this, and we'll try to track it down with our staff, but no council member has.
Do any of them know McGowan?
They don't know McGowan.
None of the three know McGowan?
None of the three know McGowan.
Well, I'll declare. Well, you check it with your staff, because if that's not your view, they ought to be saying it.
Oh, Mr. President, we know the rules of the game, regardless of whether we like the proposal or not. I mean, we're for it.
I knew you were for it, but McGowan says in New York News this morning that
one member
council member did it. You've talked to all of them, and all of them feel just the opposite.
That's exactly right.
Well, that's what makes it an interesting world, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. By the way, I have Robertson's phone number, and would call him if you want me to.
I would. I'd just say I was sitting out there with my folks thinking about it and thinking about him and thinking about if you were in the same shape that he was in, and just say that you have given consideration to calling me this afternoon. And you just want to know, without anybody knowing it but the two of you, if he feels strong enough to be a supporter of mine.
Yeah.
Just I wouldn't try to trade with him, but I'd say to you, you feel by him like I do, that you can play on his team.
Well, Mr. President, I'm sure we have that assurance already.
I know it, but
I'll get it directly.
I just do it without any invitation. Just say you're sitting there thinking about it. You know what? I've been worrying about it. I've talked to you two or three times. And I want to do justice to a man that's fair and so forth. I just don't know him. And just see how anxious he is to play on the team. And if he'll suit up and get on the team and won't run the other way when they call the signal, it's all right with me.
Okay.
And you call me back.
I will do that.